Perry. Soil particle.
Everyone, and thanks for joining me. Today I'm sitting here on a farm near Story City, Iowa, talking with Perry. Perry, can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Oh, sure. I've never done an interview before. Well, hello. My name's Perry, and I'm a soil particle.
And where are you from, Perry?
Oh, well, I'm actually from up north. Most of us soil particles are.
Wait, you aren't from Iowa? You know, I hadn't really thought about that. I think of all of this as Iowan soil.
Oh, yeah. We've got folks from all over. Let's see, Lenny the Worm is German, but his family has been here so long, he's basically native, I guess. Used to be all the organic matter folks were locals, but that's changed in the past 150 years or so. The soybeans are all Chinese-American, so yeah, we're a pretty diverse bunch.
Okay, that makes sense. So you said most soil particles are from up north. How did you all get here?
Oh, well, let's see. I was born about 400 million years ago. Most of my life, I've been part of a rock. Pretty boring. Not many microbes to speak of. But very stable. A good educational system. Free healthcare. Then maybe 20 or 30,000 years ago, there was a great migration. A lot of rocks were torn apart and, you know, it was pretty traumatic. I don't think I much want to talk about it.
Oh, sure. I understand. Well, how about we skip ahead a little? I know there used to be buffalo in this area. Do you have any recollection of buffalo?
Oh, my gosh. I've never met one, but I've heard stories about buffalo. I was still about half a meter deep at that time, but me and the other soil particles would hear stories from the roots.
The roots?
Oh, yeah. Those prairie roots are chatty, let me tell ya. There was one, Billy. I think he was a blue stem. He talked for 5 years straight.
Wow, I didn't know roots had such big personalities. Were there other roots you remember?
Oh dear, there were so many back then.
Did you ever meet a compass plant?
Oh yeah. They weren't as common as the blue stem, but they were, let's just say, memorable.
Oh, neat! They're my favorite prairie plant. So tall with their yellow flowers. Aldo Leopold called them the birthday candle of the prairie.
Well, if Aldo Leopold ever met Anne, he probably wouldn't wax so poetic about compass plants.
What do you have against Anne, Perry?
She was a bully! You know, most other roots introduce themselves, then politely find space in the neighborhood. But not Anne. She just barged right in. She displaced a lot of soil particles that had been there for decades. The neighborhood really changed after Anne.
Oh, so the compass plant was like a prairie tillage radish.
A tillage what?
A tillage radish. Some farmers use them to reduce soil compaction, or to displace soil particles, as you put it.
I've never heard of a tillage radish.
Oh, that's fine. They're not that common, actually. But I'd like to return to something you said earlier. You said when there were buffalo, you were half a meter deep? We use the English system of measurement in Iowa, so for our local listeners, that's about a foot and a half. But today, I'm talking to you near the soil surface. How did you get up here?
Oh, well, I didn't really get here. More like, the surface came to me.
What do you mean?
Well, everyone above me migrated.
You mean the foot and a half of soil that was above you has been eroded?
Eroded, migrated, tomato, tomato. They're gone.
Hello, Cruz here.
Hi, is this Dr. Rick Cruz from Iowa State University?
Yes, it is. Or you can call me Poor Rick, whichever fits best.
All right, Poor Rick. I like that. Well, great. Thanks for talking to me. Could you just give me a working definition of soil erosion?
Soil definition is technically defined as soil particles being detached from the main soil body, those soil particles then being transported or moved from their original location and then deposited somewhere else.
Are there areas in Iowa where we may have lost a foot or 2 feet of topsoil?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, easy.
That's you know, when we started farming, when we broke the prairies, we typically, our best information suggests that we had 8 to maybe 16 inches of topsoil covering, mantling most of Iowa. In the spring, excuse me, springtime, you drive down the highways and notice fields that have been tilled. You see these areas on side slopes that are not this dark Iowa black gold color, but are kind of a tan or a lighter shade of gray or brown. That's exposed subsoil. Those are areas where this 8 to 14 to 16 inches of topsoil has been removed. So yes, there are areas that absolutely have lost. Now, it may not be all due to water erosion. You know, of wind erosion, and the other thing that nothing we don't talk about much is tillage erosion. Tillage erosion sounds weird, I know, but over years, every time you lift soil in the air and then let gravity pull it back down, it pulls it down slope. Huh. So there's pretty good research indicating that the quantity of soil that's moved by tillage annually, globally, is as great as the amount of soil that's moved by water.
Well, Perry, I'm sorry you've had to see so many of your fellow soil particles leave.
Oh, I don't blame them. There's not a lot to tie you down anymore. If you aren't part of a soil aggregate, there's not much of a reason to stay.
So, Perry, many of our listeners are humans and they might not know what a soil aggregate is. Could you briefly explain what you mean by that?
Oh yeah, sure. It's kind of a soil community. You see, a single soil particle is free to travel the world, can pick up and leave whenever they feel like it. There's lots of travel opportunities for soil particles these days, especially during the spring. But that life can get pretty lonely after a while. Some particles want to settle down, have some microbes of their own, plant a garden. That's hard to do on your own, so some soil particles choose to join an aggregate. It's a way to be part of something bigger than yourself.
Well, that sounds nice. Is it rude to ask, are you part of a soil aggregate?
Oh no, not rude at all. And actually, I'm proud to say I just joined one. We're still pretty small, and we are actively recruiting.
What do you mean by recruiting?
We're looking for things to join us.
By things, do you mean other soil particles?
Well, I know we are all unique snowflakes, but soil particles are a dime a dozen. What we really need is organic matter.
Why do you need organic matter?
You have to have organic matter to feed the little ones.
The little ones?
The microbes.
Oh, I see. Go on. So you're always looking for organic matter.
Yes. These days it's easy for them to eat more than we can bring in. Back when the buffalo were around, it was easier to have a huge organic matter buffet available year-round. These days, we just offer what we can. Last year, Emma and Isaiah joined us. They came from rye plants.
Does most of your organic matter come from plants?
Yes, dead plants.
Oh, so Emma and Isaiah are dead. That's kind of morbid.
Would you rather they be alive? When we trap them in our aggregate to feed to our microbes?
Good point. What plant does most of your organic matter come from?
Well, as a new aggregate, we depend a lot on corn right now. We were excited to have Emma and Isaiah. Nice to have a little variety. Some microbes are real picky eaters. On a side note, you should really talk to a corn plant. They're a hoot.
Oh, really? Why is that?
They're always into the newest, hippest thing. I met this one corn plant, Esteban. Esteban said he had a tracking device in all of his cells. Said wherever he went, someone could find out who his owner was. Seems like an overbearing parent to me, but Esteban didn't seem to mind. He only had one thing on his mind, nitrogen.
Interesting. Well, I'll certainly put a corn plant on my list of future interviewees.
Just don't give them any nitrogen if they ask for it. They always end up wasting half of it.
Oh, I won't. I usually don't carry extra nitrogen on me anyways. So you need organic matter to get your soil aggregate started. Anything else?
We'd really like to get a visit from a worm. You remember Lenny, who I mentioned earlier? One visit from Lenny would really glue our community together.
It sounds like I should also talk to Lenny at some point. Perry, I'm afraid our time is running short, but before I go, I want to ask you, do you have any final words for our listeners?
Being a virgin isn't so bad.
Huh. I'm assuming you are referring to being a virgin soil, but I'm afraid to ask. With that, I let you get back to recruiting. I wish you luck with your soil aggregate.
Oh gosh, well thanks. Come back and visit in 50 years. We should have a great aggregate going by then.
This story was written by me, Gina Nichols, and was inspired by Ian Chillog's work, Everything is Alive. The story featured Vivian M. Cook as the interviewer and Taylor Sklenner as Perry, the soil particle. Vivian is a graduate student at Iowa State University in Community Development and Sustainable Agriculture. Taylor is also a graduate student at Iowa State University, but in the MFA program in Creative Writing and Environment. They are the co-producers of Focal Theater Lab and team members of the Eco Theater Lab here in Ames, Iowa. Dr. Rick Cruz, professor of soil science at Iowa State University, made a guest appearance. This podcast is part one of a three-part series titled Consider the Soil. The series was created and produced by me, Gina Nichols, with support from a North Central Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education graduate student grant, and the Practical Farmers of Iowa.